we told you we're going to talk about cycling and safety on the roads and tied into a little bit of what we've been talking about earlier. If you're a cyclist who makes their way into Belfast through the traffic in the mornings, you'll definitely want to hear this. You may want to call us 08459 555 678. It's a big debate, isn't it? Cyclist against the motorist. And it's always one that divides opinion. The BBC presenter Jeremy Vine, he's now a keen cyclist himself. But he's been filming as he rides every day. He's got one of those little cameras on the helmet of his, or the front of his helmet that he's wearing while he's cycling to keep him safe. And he says it's basically very, very dangerous on the streets of London. Do you feel it's as dangerous on the streets of Belfast? That's another question. I spoke to him earlier. He was on his bike on his way into work. Of course, his programme on later today on Radio 2. Important to stress, Jeremy was speaking to me on a hands-free kit and he was paying very careful attention to the road at all times.
I've got the camera on now. Excuse the very noisy road. I'm on quite a busy road. I have to stress I'm cycling safely and obviously both hands are on the handlebars. You know, it's just, I'm breathless as well. It's just the fact that it's a big city, London, and it's not built. Here we go. I've got a car right in front of me, turning left, and then I'm just sounding my horn. He gives another car cover to pull out. None of them are conscious of me. And I don't think it's malice. I think it's just, this is not a city built for bicycles, you know, and it's just very frightening.
I mean, to be an awful lot of people will be quite pleased to see that you're bringing this to the attention of a wider public, because they'll say lots of cities, including Belfast, all over the United Kingdom, and this is basically all down to the attitude of motorists towards cyclists.
Yeah, now what I'm going to do, just before I answer that, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to pull my bike onto the pavement because I stress I'm just getting off it and I'm now on the pavement and I'm walking towards Holland Park. And this is the upside. This is why I cycle. If I just walk around the corner here, you can hear it's immediately getting faster. I'm on a cycle lane inside a park, no cars anywhere. This is the joy of it. So I'll be out on the road again in a second. But I cycle to keep fit and I cycle because actually where I am now, no traffic. Lots of smiling people, joyful. However, as you say, it's not just London, it's Belfast, it's Manchester. These are cities where the motorist has had it all their way for a long time, and for various reasons, cost of fuel, economics, actually the fact that if you've got cars gridlocked, cycles are faster. I can beat my wife when she's in the car going 8 miles into central London. For all those reasons, more and more people are cycling. But the provision isn't there. And the big question among cyclists, by the way, I'm back on my bike now, I'm just cycling sort of what I do here, actually, is that I cycle on some really small back streets to keep off the main road, because the main road I've just left is very, very dangerous indeed. And I've learned that it's better for me to take 5 more minutes getting into work than to go on that main road and risk my life. So the question is, are the roads dangerous because there aren't enough going uphill, because there aren't enough cycle lanes and cycle areas, or are the roads dangerous because motorists want to kill cyclists? And that's the big debate.
And you don't want to believe. I mean, you give an anecdotal story in this article that you've written about, you know, that this Volkswagen that comes across, and you're saying, you know, you would like to believe that she didn't see you, but then again, there are other people who would contest it on the basis of the evidence that they see. They do believe that there are motorists out there who basically can't stand the sight of cyclists in their way and don't really care if they cut them up in the traffic.
Yeah, I think you've got it in one. I think I wouldn't say motorists want to kill cyclists, because apart from anything else, that would slow them down. It's more that they want to make a point that the road is theirs. And I understand that. If you're in a huge city and, you know, the traffic is gridlock, when a cyclist gets in your way, you think to yourself, he's not paying road tax, you know, she hasn't paid for this, she should get out of the way. I'm just actually cycling towards a rather beautiful mansion block. Again, very quiet roads here. And this is an interesting one. Just explain this junction to you in a second. Hang on. I'm going to go across it now. Lady just a few feet from me carrying a suitcase, but yeah, pedestrians are the weakest in the food chain, so one has to be careful with them. Car behind me now. Now, I'm just going to get my breath back for a sec. In this area, the council, which is Kensington and Chelsea, one of the poshest in the country, has got a new ruling. It's quite interesting. The road I'm literally... Sorry, thank you. Sorry, sky and looking the wrong way. The road I'm literally going into now was a one-way street. And the council's decided it's still a one-way street. You can hear how quiet it is. But cyclists can go both ways. And they put a couple of signs up. That's good. That's the council thinking. The problem is that motorists don't see the sign. So I'm now going, in the eyes of a motorist, they think I'm going the wrong way down a one-way street. I'm going to ring my bell again. It's a very narrow pavement. People step out with no warning. So they get angry. And I stop and I say, look, madam, I'm obeying the law. But, you know, we come down to that visceral feeling that there are too many cyclists on the roads and they shouldn't be there. And that's, I think, the greatest hazard to me is not a road layout. It is that feeling. And you can hear now, Joe, I'm just getting back onto the bigger road. I'm going to cross it going to the park, Hyde Park, and it's going to be a beautiful cycle if I could get across this road safely. So here we go. And now here's an issue where I think some of your listeners might think, well, Jeremy's to blame here, because what happened is I'm a pedestrian crossing. I've come out of the one-way street. I've come absolutely level with the crossing. It's gone to the green mat, and I've cycled across it. I haven't got in the way of any pedestrians, but technically I wonder whether I should dismount there. So there's no question. It's getting quieter as you can go towards the park. This is great. This is the best bit of the cycle ride.
I was going to say, you must have be able to empathise with maybe people listening to our programme this morning who are cyclists, and they're saying, you know, London is a city that's full of some great parks, and you're mentioning, you know, where you can get away from the traffic. In the likes of Belfast, where there aren't as many cycle lanes, there aren't as many parks where people can get away from the traffic, the cyclists basically have to fight with the motorists every morning because the roads are the only way that they can complete their journey.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think that in London you've got more motorists and more road to fight on. I don't know. I wonder which would be. I'd love to come to Belfast and cycle in the city there and see how it compares. I think that some of the worst junctions in London are very dangerous, and we saw the situation, which was almost crisis point in London, where six cyclists were killed in 14 days, and they were experienced cyclists. I mean, I'm not, and I'm careful. They were experienced, and they died. And that's why I think people are looking at London, because, you know, they're aware that it's almost a crisis. And let me just say, I just came down a little passageway there where it says, in big letters, cyclist dismount. Now, one of the things that's happening at the moment, I did dismount, by the way, I was getting back on my bike now, entering Hyde Park. One of the things that happens is anyone does any road work, anyone does any work at all, anyone does anything, anyone has a passageway, they straight away put up a sign that says cyclist dismount. And because these signs are springing up everywhere, cyclists, I mean, I'm kind of like quite an active conscience, so I tend to obey things, I obey signs, but cyclists start to ignore them. And that really winds up motorists. And the cyclist, sorry, in the way of a cyclist, cyclist through the park. So again, cyclist on cyclist, that's the whole other story. Now I'm in Hyde Park. But motorists and pedestrians seeing cyclists ignore signs, and particularly red lights, drives them crazy. And I'm very careful to stop at all red lights. And I stopped just a few minutes ago while I was talking to you at a red light, and I'm just picking up speed now. And a whole load of cyclists went past me, and I thought, that is the problem too.
One final thought. I mean, I read the little line where you said, you know, sometimes your wife is waving you off in the same sort of way that the wives of Japanese pilots went out to work, you know, in the Second World War. I mean, is there this feeling at times, Jeremy, you think you're almost taking your life in your hands?
Well, you know what? I know every yard. Let me just say where I am now. I'm in Hyde Park. There's not a vehicle around. I'm just passing what is called the Round Pool, which is a body of water in the middle of Hyde Park. This is under the bandstand nearby, and this is the centre of one of the biggest cities in the world, probably the greatest city in the world. I can't see a car. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm on an area which is designated for cycles and pedestrians. So I'm being careful, but this is a great moment. But my wife and other people who know cyclists probably think it's more dangerous than it is. I think it gets safe for me every day because I get to know the route. And I think if I, you know, this is a cyclist listening who worry about this, I do think if you know the routes really well, you know where all the danger points are. So even while I've been talking to you, you know, that pedestrian who walked out or nearly walked out in front of me and I rang my bell, I knew he was going to do that because every morning, for some reason, on that corner, a pedestrian does that. So I think I get safer every day. But my God, I don't want to be in a crash. And all I'm trying to do is save on the feast in the gym, get fit, and getting to work. I mean, is it that difficult? It does upset me that it's so dangerous.
And just very briefly, Jeremy, because I don't want to have you using up too much energy than you actually have to, but it's all down to you feel attitude of motorist and indeed cyclist, as opposed to just, you know, trying to put in lots of cycling lanes that perhaps would end up being in the wrong places as some sort of token gesture.
Well, I just while you were saying that, I went past a load of pedestrians and just reminded myself that we're all sharing. And I think one of the pedestrians got a pair of, bizarrely, a pair of kind of skis with wheels on, with ski poles. There's all kinds of weird ways of getting around. I was on Oxford Street, which is a massive, massive road, central shopping road. There was a guy on a roller skate hanging onto the back of a bus a couple of nights ago, and I thought, my goodness, this is, you know, you open up roads in a city of 6 million, people use all kinds of ways to get around. But yeah, I noticed that when I wrote that piece, and I said, you know, it's much quicker to change driver attitudes to cyclists than it is to change the road layout. A load of cyclists got angry with me. They seem to be angry a lot, but I'm not surprised because they feel their lives are in danger. But they said, no. The only place it works and the only way it works is if you get cyclists off the road and get them into their own areas. Now, to me, that sounds really sad. If, you know, the only way you can keep a cyclist safe is to, if I just wave to someone, no, that's nice. A guy I haven't seen since university. And he's thinking, what's this guy doing on the phone? It is kind of sociable, more sociable than being on the train. But, as I say, I think you've got to change attitudes. Most cyclists seem to think you'll never, ever do that. You have to change the road. That's going to take the whole of my life, and I can't wait.